Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The theme of today is international trade agreements and its relation to climate action. And I will be interviewing Bill Warren, who is a senior trade analyst at Friends of the Earth in Washington, D.C. Bill, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And as we can see so far, the North Atlantic Free Trade Agreement has undermined climate action as the Canadian company TransCanada has announced its plan to sue the U.S. government for $15 billion after Obama rejected the Keystone Pipeline. Under what conditions are corporations allowed to sue governments?
Well, the criteria for an investment suit under NAFTA or the Trans-Pacific Partnership or the U.S.-EU agreement are really quite broad. They're very vaguely defined legal standards, especially include the so-called fair and equitable treatment standard that basically gives the corporate lawyers who sit on these investment tribunals carte blanche to make a subjective value judgment about whether or not they like the disputed policy. It's a wide open process that is subject to arbitrator bias. It's been well documented by academics. It's really quite dangerous. It's a wide open door.
And can we see any of the same privileges and power being given to the corporations under the TPP and the TTIP?
Exactly. The TPP and TTIP include provisions that are in some ways worse than the provisions in NAFTA that led to the TransCanada suit on the Keystone XL pipeline. There have been a few changes that slightly ameliorated some of the worst provisions of NAFTA's Chapter 11 on investment, but there are other ones that were added, particularly on contract enforcement, that are even worse than the NAFTA provisions. So the overall trend is for the investment chapters of these massive trade deals to become worse and worse over time.
And there has been recent reports of Obama planning to sign a customs bill. Can you go over what does this mean for commitment to climate change?
Well, it makes a mockery of the president's commitments in Paris on climate change, because the formal name of the act is a Trade Facilitation and Enforcement Act, and the nickname is the Customs Bill. And the Republicans in Congress included language in this bill that amended the so-called fast-track legislation that had passed earlier in order to make it clear that under no circumstances were the United States negotiators in future agreements to add any section of a positive action for climate change. And this was basically included in the customs bill as a way to get more Republican votes in favor of the TPP and TTIP and other forthcoming forthcoming agreements.
Okay, and also as of recent, we have heard about the WTO tribunal ruling against India's solar program following a lawsuit by the U.S. Can you elaborate on what's really been going on with this?
Well, this is very, very dangerous. The government of India launched a major solar energy program and quite reasonably included a few local purchasing preferences as a way to help jumpstart the creation of a solar industry in the subcontinent. And these were rather mild provisions that would create some incentives through government contracting for the creation of a local industry. And that's necessary because countries need to make the transition from a carbon economy to a green economy, and they need to build new industries locally as well as globally. It's very similar in many respects to a previous WTO agreement on the Ontario-Canada feed-in tariff case, which provided some local preferences for the purchase of solar and renewable energy as part of the province of Ontario's plan to, in the same way, make a transition from a carbon economy to a green economy.
Okay. And what is the message by Friends of the Earth to Canada, to the U.S., and to the EU and its member states in the existing trade and investment agreements? What is the message? What is needed?
Well, we need to, as far as the American people are concerned, as far as we are concerned, we absolutely have to stop the TPP, the TTIP, the Trade and Services Agreements, because these deals get worse and worse. Not only the investment chapters, the abuses by investment tribunals illustrated in the cases we're talking about, but many other provisions that are included that undermine any attempt to deal with global warming.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill, for allowing us to interview you here at Real World Radio. Really appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fo-Wai.